Unit 8. Dr. Shinya Yamanaka. Can you remember a time in your life when things weren't going very well for you? Then, later, you see that the trouble you were having at that time caused you to do something that turned out very good. So, if not for the trouble at first, the good thing wouldn't have happened. This is similar to what happened to the young Dr. Shinya Yamanaka. He first got interested in becoming a medical doctor because he practiced the rough sports of judo and rugby, in which there are many injuries. However, after he became an orthopedic surgeon, he had a hard time because he just wasn't very good at surgery. His first operation, usually only a 15-minute routine operation, took over an hour, and he still couldn't finish it. The other doctors began to call him Yamanaka-sensei, which means, roughly translated, Dr. Obstacle. Because he was not a good surgeon, he thought about turning to medical research. However, there was another reason why he became a researcher. While he was a resident doctor, he saw patients suffering from an incurable disease. This experience motivated him to research treatments for incurable diseases. Becoming a researcher was good for him and good for the whole world. The huge medical discoveries that he made are having a giant impact on the medical world. In 2012, Dr. Yamanaka received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for his work in stem cell research. Stem cell research may be one of the most exciting fields in medical research of this era. The discoveries made by Dr. Yamanaka and his research team may lead to discovering the cause of a disease using the patient's cells. This in turn may lead to the cure of diseases once thought to be incurable, or to the development of drugs for such diseases, and/or to cell transplantation therapies. In the very long term, it might lead to the safe replacement of human organs. When Dr. Yamanaka's team announced that they had created induced pluripotent stem cells, iPS cells, from the skin of mice, it changed everything. If iPS cells could be developed from our skin, and then we could transplant the cells developed from our own iPS cells, there would be no fear of rejection. Ethical problems concerning the use of embryonic stem cells are solved in one stroke if we can use iPS cells. The news swept the medical world and ended with Dr. Yamanaka walking up the red carpet to receive the Nobel Prize with the whole world watching. Other doctors don't call him Dr. Yamanaka anymore. So, if things aren't going well for me sometimes, I try to remember that maybe the trouble will lead to something better. Don't lose hope. I recall the old saying, "Every cloud has a silver lining." Lucky for all of us that Dr. Yamanaka was not very good at surgery.